Job chapter 34. Then Elihu continued, "Hear my words, you wise men, and give ear to me, you who have knowledge. For the ear tests words, as the palate tastes food. Let us choose what is right. Let us figure out together what is good. For Job has said, 'I am innocent, and God has taken away my right. In spite of my being right, I am considered a liar. My wound is incurable, though I am without transgression. What man is like Job, who drinks up scoffing like water, who travels in the company of evildoers, and walks with wicked men? For he said, "It profits a man nothing, that he should delight himself in God." Therefore, listen to me, you who have understanding. Far be it from God that he should do wickedness, and the Almighty that he should do wrong. For he will repay a person for their deeds, and each one will find consequences resulting from their way. Surely God will not act wickedly, and the Almighty will not pervert justice. Who entrusted him with governance over the earth? Who put him over the whole world? If he would set his heart on it, if he would ever gather to himself his spirit and his breath, all flesh would perish together, and humans would turn back to dust. If you have understanding, listen to this. Hear what I say. Could one who hates justice really govern? Will you condemn the one who is righteous and mighty? Who says even to a king, "You are worthless," and to nobles, "You are wicked." He shows no favoritism to princes, nor does he respect the rich more than the poor. For they are all the work of his hands. In a moment they die, even at midnight. The people are shaken and pass away, and the mighty are taken away without human hand. For his eyes are on the ways of a man, and he sees a person's each and every step. There is no darkness or deep darkness where the evildoers can hide themselves. For he has no need to further consider anyone, that one need come before God in judgment. He shatters the mighty without making an investigation, and sets up others in their place. So he knows their works, and he overturns them in the night, and they are crushed. He strikes them for their wickedness in full view of others, because they turned away from following him, and had no respect for any of his ways. So they cause the cry of the poor to come to him, and he hears the cry of the needy. But if he stays silent, who then can condemn him? When he hides his face, who then can see him? Whether it is by a nation or an individual. He stops the godless man from reigning, those who ensnare the people. For has anyone said to God, "I have endured punishment, but I will offend no more. Teach me what I cannot see. If I have done evil, I will do it no more"? Will he repay you on your terms, even when you have rejected this? For you must choose, and not I. Therefore tell me what you know. Men of understanding say to me, every wise man that hears me says, "Job speaks without knowledge, and his words are without wisdom. Job should be tested to the limit, because of his answering like wicked men. For he adds rebellion to his sin, he claps his hands dismissing us, and multiplies his words against God."